This is Gabe.
Hello. Hi, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Surveys. And today I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about the issues facing your community and the nation. So, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
All right. Thank you. So, do you happen to be 18 years or older and registered to vote in Oregon?
Yes.
All right. Thank you. I know it's still like a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November general elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you not vote?
I will definitely vote.
All right. Thank you. Would you mind sharing your age?
What's my age?
Mm-hmm.
50.
50. All right. Thank you. So just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Yeah, I am Native American.
Native American. All right. Thank you. So regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Democrat. All right. Thank you. Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or a not strong Democrat?
A strong Democrat.
Strong. All right. So thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Satisfied.
All right. So now I'm going to read you a list of some different issues and concerns that some people say they want their members of Congress most focused on. And for each, if you could rate it on a scale of 0 to 10, based on how important of an issue it is for you and to have them focus on it. So 0 means like this is not important at all. A 10 means that like the most important issue ever. And a 5 means that it's like somewhat important. So the first one is improving K-12 education.
10.
Cracking down on illegal drugs.
5.
Lowering rent.
5.
Protecting democracy and voting rights.
10.
Fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods.
5.
Raising taxes on wealthy and big corporations.
10.
Funding for mental health services.
10.
Protecting abortion rights.
10.
All right, 10. Just kind of like go back to a past one. For raising taxes on wealthy and big corporations, did you say 10 or a 5 for that one?
A 10.
10? All right, thank you. I'm sorry about that. Mm-hmm. So now I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, in which a 100 basically means you like them, a 50 means that you feel neutral towards them, and a 0 means you like do not like them at all. So the first person is Donald Trump.
0.
Republicans in Congress.
0.
Ron Wyden.
10.
Janelle Bynum.
10.
Joe Biden.
10.
J.D. Vance.
0.
Democrats in Congress.
7.
7. All right. So just kind of want to rephrase. The options you can choose go from 0 to 100.
To 100. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So no worries.
Back up. Everything I gave a 10, give 100 to. I'm sorry.
100? All right. No worries. I think I probably said 10 and not 100, so I'm sorry as well.
No problem. So
for Democrats in Congress, would that be a 70 then?
70, yes, please.
All right. Thank you. What about MAGA Republicans?
0. Is there a negative? Can I do negative 100?
Unfortunately not, but I mean, I can keep in mind and put it in footnotes that he would put negatives if there was an option. All right, no worries.
Yes.
What about Kamala Harris?
I would give her 90.
90, all right. What about Lori Chavez Dreamer?
0.
0, all right, thank you. So I know it's still like a long way off, but if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or Independent Cornel West, for who would you vote for?
Joe Biden, 100%.
All right, and I know it's still like a long way off, but if the elections for Congress were held today, for who would you vote for, Janelle Bynum or Lori Chavez Dreamer?
Janelle Bynum.
Janelle Bynum, right, thank you. Even though you're not supporting Lori Chavez Dreamer now, what would you say are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Would you say there's like a fair chance, a small chance, just a very slight chance, or no chance at all?
No chance at all.
All right. And do you approve or disapprove of the way that Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I approve.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
All right, thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way that Lori Chavez Dreamer is handling her job as your member of Congress?
I disapprove. She's done nothing.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
All right, thank you. So now I'm going to read you a little bit information about two candidates running for Congress, Lori Chavez Dreamer and Janelle Bynum, and kind of like just going to let you know. So as mayor of Happy Valley, Lori Chavez Dreamer led Oregon's fastest growing community, making it more business friendly, lowering more affordable housing for families, and creating a safe place to build a career and raise a family. In Congress, she's one of the most bipartisan members working to solve our toughest problems, from homelessness, taxes, healthcare. Lori was tired of the same old divisive and knows that nothing is more important than showing up to work and getting the job done for Oregon families. While serving in the state house since 2016, Janelle Bynum is the first Black woman to represent our community, a working mother, and local business owners. She is living the same struggles as the rest of us. She sees Congress playing political games, so she is running to fix what's broken and brings practical solutions to real everyday problems, like lowering the cost of groceries, housing, and prescription drugs. Janelle wants to make sure that hard work once again pays off and that every Oregon family has a chance to get ahead. So based kind of on those two statements, if the elections for Congress were held today, for who would you vote for? Republican Lori Chavez Dreamer. Janelle Bynum?
Janelle Bynum. Yep.
Thank you. So what specifically has stuck out most to you about Janelle Bynum?
I think she's definitely spoken a lot about education, and she absolutely is working for working families, and she has never in any way been a detriment to business, so she's allowed business to be very successful in her district, as opposed to the Dreamer. She's full of hot air. She has done nothing except stand in the way of real progress in our community, and she, even though she touts that she had a lot to do with all the development that happened in Happy Valley, she did nothing. She was nothing more than in the right place at the right time, and I find her, she used to have a different name. She changed her name to sound more ethnic, and I found that to be really distasteful as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
All right, thank you. So
sure.
Now I'm going to read you a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking to you about Janelle Bynum. And if you could please rate each statement about her on a scale of 0 to 10, and based on how like convincing it is of a reason to support her for Congress. And a 0 basically means that this is not convincing at all. A 5 means it's somewhat convincing, and a 10 means that it's very convincing. So the first one is, Oregon may not vote for him, but Donald Trump may be elected to a second term anyway. We need a strong opposition in Congress to serve as a check on his dangerous agenda. And Janelle Bynum is a proven fighter who will stand up to extremists and help flip the House of Representatives to Democrats so that he can act as a check on MAGA extremists. The stakes in this election are too high a risk to a Republican majority supporting a Trump administration.
10.
Janelle Bynum. All right, thank you. Janelle Bynum believes hard work should pay off, but people can't afford rent right now, and the cost of food is simply too high. Working people are suffering from greedy CEOs are raising prices but not passing their profits onto workers. So in Washington, she will go after price gouging to help bring down costs and make the rich pay their fair share. She will prioritize legislation to lower healthcare prices and expand affordable child care to help keep more money in working people's pockets so that we can get ahead.
10.
For too long, people have been focused on the fight, but Janelle Bynum is focused on solutions. She knows anything is possible when you remember that you're working, what you're working for, and who you're representing. As a mom and as a small business owner and as a leader, she's not willing to accept that something can't be done to fix where we are today, and she won't stop working to deliver the changes our community needs.
Then.
All right. And Janelle Bynum says, we need public schools we can be proud of. And as a daughter of teachers and a mother of four, she has been a champion for her students and our schools. She's fought for the Student Access Act, which will invest over $2 billion every 2 years into early learning and K-12 education. In Congress, she will continue to fight for her children's education and opportunities.
10.
10, all right, 10 thank you. All right, thank you. So sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's totally okay if you haven't. But just kind of to, like, we'll ask you one last time. If the election for Congress were held today, for who would you vote for? Laura Chavez, the Dreamer, or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
Janelle Bynum all the way.
All right. So now I'm going to read you some doubts and concerns people have raised about Laura Chavez, the Dreamer. And if you could please tell me how much each one troubles you about supporting her for Congress. And the options are, like, this troubles you, like, a great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all. And the first statement goes, Laura Chavez Dreamer is an out-of-touch multimillionaire who doesn't understand the needs of Oregon families. She has spent extravagantly and had taxpayers foot the bill from limos to luxury trips to golf. She spends her time in her multimillion-dollar home in Arizona and at parties in D.C., while Oregonians, deal with rising costs. Lori is more concerned with funding her lifestyle than making sure Oregonians can make their next paycheck.
That's very, very troubling. So,
a great deal. All right, thank you. Laura Chavez Dreamer sold herself to this district as a different kind of Republican in order to win in a district that doesn't tolerate extremists. But her voting record shows that she's not different at all. Rather than help us, she has supported tax cuts for the wealthy while voting to cut access to Social Security and Medicare. She hasn't really done anything to tackle inflation or housing costs, and she knew what she needed to do to win, but then got to Washington and towed the party line.
That's very troubling. A great deal as well.
All right, thank you. So just kind of have to ask you one last time. For who would you vote for if election for Congress were held today? For Laura Chavez Dreamer or Janelle Bynum?
Janelle Bynum, all the way.
All right, thank you. So we are almost done. We only have, like, about, I think, 5 questions left. So I do want to thank you so much for your time this far. So what is the last year of school you have completed?
The last year of school? Some college.
Some college. All right, thank you. What is your marital status?
Married.
Married. All right. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yes, I have one 18-year-old, I have one that's under 18 at age 14.
All right, thank you. Are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
Yes, both myself and my wife.
All right, thank you. So in the 2020 elections for, like, president, who did you vote for?
In 2020, I voted for Joe Biden.
All right. Thank you, Joe Biden. All right. Well, this will conclude our survey. So I do want to thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. I hope you have a great rest of your day.
You too. Good luck.
All right. Thank you so much. Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.